Just do some settling in. Maybe a floor stretch or two, something to get your body ready to sit for a minute. Maybe do a really wide open jaw. I feel like we often carry tension in our jaws, like really, really wide a couple of times. Yeah, maybe motor out your lips a little bit. Come to your seated position. Just find your most comfortable spot on your cushion. If you have your hands in your lap, that's good. Just keep your chest open. If your hands are on your thighs, then just draw them back a bit so your shoulders draw back and expose your heart. And just gently, as you close your eyes, just start to settle into your seat. Straighten your spine. Check in with your body and see where you might be holding tension. Release your eyelids and your jaw. Drop your shoulders. Make sure you're not holding any tension in your thighs. Let your thighs touch the ground, make contact, and root down into the ground. And try to relax a little bit. We're going to be here for a few minutes and just resign to that. We've got nowhere to go and nothing to do. This is the best time you can spend. Just relax. Maybe you can have a little happiness for being here. In a room with so many lovely people doing exactly the same thing. All here to support you and to be in this with you. Just be happy to be here. And then just begin to notice your breath. Just notice that it's happening. Don't try to control it or guide it. Just notice it. Let there be a sweetness to it, like you're breathing in something special and sweet. Maybe there's a light associated with it, a color to the breath. I often see gold. Golden light. Maybe it fills your cavity, entire inside of the outline of your body. Maybe as you breathe, you can notice that light filling you and relaxing you. Quality of sweetness to it, maybe. Be content to be breathing and here, and just relax. Start to count your breath, beginning with an exhale. If your mind wanders, it's okay, just start over. Be honest though, because it'll help your meditation. Don't go too far with your mind wandering. Just come back and start again and be happy to be here. If your mind wanders, just be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Just start over. Relax and start over. do your best to be still. You know, if your nose runs, Geshe-la says we're in Arizona, it'll dry fast, don't worry, it'll just drip and dry out. It's the kindest thing you can do to those around you. And then ask your teacher to come to you, sit just in front of you as you're sitting. If you have a heart teacher, ask them to come. If you have a loved one that you love very much and loves you very much, just ask them to come. Someone you wish to emulate, or do you have a really beautiful, deep bond with? Just bring them to sit before you. And bring to mind one quality that you wish to have of theirs, something that makes you feel deep love in your heart, just some beautiful aspect of their being that you wish to have or to create in your life. Get vivid with it. And see this as a prostration in your mind, some way in which you're just laying yourself at their feet, seeing the beautiful quality that you wish to emulate. Maybe you can touch your head to their feet, or just bow your head, or bring your hands to your heart in your mind. And then think of one good thing you've done in the last 24 hours. Just something maybe you've done for someone here, and offer it to them. See yourself doing that thing that you did, and just let them see it play through your mind like a little clip on a screen. So be vivid with it as an offering to them. Try also to be in touch with that feeling you had when you did it, something that made you feel good. Okay to play it over. Just really see that moment that you feel good about and really offer it thoroughly to them. They're happy, they're smiling, your teacher. They're happy for the offering that you make to them. And now bring to mind something not so good you've done in the last 24 hours. Something you wish you wouldn't have done, or something you know you could have done better. Anything, it could be anything, as small as not opening a door for someone when you had the inkling to. Get specific and offer it. Same way, play it through your mind just like a little clip on a screen and let your teacher watch that. Be happy that you're able to do that. Not about beating yourself up, but about making a proper offering to your Lama. And then think of something you've done in the last year that you're really proud of. That you really did well. You've been doing well. something that you feel a real sense of accomplishment around. And give it to your teacher in front of you. Entirely, give it entirely away. Play it like a clip on a screen. And just let your teacher watch it in your mind. And you can see them happy. Like they're watching a beautiful epic film. Really offer them too the feeling that has come along with this great sense of accomplishment, some deep satisfaction, maybe a deep compassion. Whatever it is for you, just be in touch with that feeling and offer that completely too. Now, bring to mind something that you've seen someone else do. Could be the past year. Just something vivid that you've seen someone else do that was really beautiful. Something you took note of immediately as a beautiful act. Something that made you feel proud for them. Get it really vividly in your mind and play it like a little clip on a screen and offer that to your teacher. Let them watch it like a great film. So fill in the scene so that they can really watch it, some be in touch with the feeling that you had, that sweetness and that great pride you had for someone else's act. Offer that all vividly and completely. Let it fill you with some kind of sweetness, these kinds of offerings. Be happy for it. It doesn't have to be a passive offering, you can be happy. To mind, really just what you want to be. You could just set goals for the end of this week. But you want to see change in you, or things you'd like to do better, people you'd like to love more, people you'd like to criticize less. Just some way in which you want to be a bit different. And ask your teacher to help you with this transformation. Just ask them to help you become that which you want to become. Ask. They can help you. All you have to do is ask. And then ask them to stay, to always be with you. This life and all lives, just beg them to be with you and guide you, to always find you. And then just come back to your breath. And then let's take a stretch. Slowly open your eyes. Everybody hear me okay? It's like a choir. Go back in. So take your time, relax. Try to find the most comfortable seat you can, so you know, you can just concentrate and park your body. Whatever you need to do to make that comfortable and possible, do that now. Try to relax your shoulders and maybe open your jaw one more time before we go back. Release your legs to the ground and maybe rock back and forth. Try to find that place where you're held up perfectly by your body. Tuck your tummy in a little bit. Release your lower back. be strong in this position, but relax. Try not to hold too much tension. Release your eyelids and drop your shoulders and just relax. And just notice your breath again. Let there be a quality of appreciation as you breathe. Each breath has a sweet quality to it. Some kind of tenderness makes you happy or appreciative. Generates some kind of good, sweet feeling inside. Be content to be here, breathing and in the company that you're in. Just be happy to be here. You can put some color on the breath. I like gold, golden light. You can watch it fill the cavity, the outline of your body, just with each breath, kind of stoking a flame. Just be content. Be happy. And begin to count your breath, starting with an exhale. Just don't drop your relaxation. Don't drop your happiness. Use it all. And just easily count your breath, starting with exhale. If your mind wanders, don't beat yourself up, just start over. It's okay for your mind to wander. We're just building a muscle, so bring it back. Just don't let it wander too far. Try to get quieter with each passing breath. So quiet that you can start to notice the beat of your own heart. Maybe you can feel it in your chest cavity or Maybe you can hear it in your inner ear. Maybe you can feel it in the way your body is swaying. Just get still and relax. Just be quiet. See if you can hear that heartbeat. Or feel it. If you can, sync up your breath with your heartbeat. Just breathe in some kind of harmony with the rhythm of your heart. Be happy for that. Let there be some sweetness to this whole practice. Some quality of intimacy or tenderness. And if you lose the rhythm of your heart, just go back to the breath and try to get quiet and still and just relax and find it again. And if you can't hear it or find it or feel it, just think what it might be like to hear it or find it or feel it and breathe with it. And dive your mind inside of the heart to a small room inside of the heart, and then expand the room from the inside. Make it beautiful and full of natural golden sunlight. Maybe see the specifics of the room if you can. Maybe there's a carpet on the floor, your favorite carpet. Maybe a beautiful picture or two, or an altar, or flowers. What does your room look like? And be specific. Wash all of those things with the golden sunlight. It's a magnificent room, fit for a king or queen. Look around the room and don't miss a corner. See where everything is and see how the sun falls on it and where shadows are, where the glimmers are. You're in that room now. Invite your heart teacher to come and to be with you. Whoever that may be, someone you love deeply or someone you know already to be your heart teacher. Just some deep heart connection that you have. Bring them to sit in front of you, just as you're sitting knee to knee. See how the sun falls on them. Some beautiful, sprawling sun on their shoulders and hair. Gives them a glow. It's almost as though they're floating, full of this light, as they shimmer in the sunlight. Maybe their hands are in your hands. You can feel the warmth of their body. Their breath rises and falls with your breath. And they're staring into your eyes. And they're happy. It makes you feel happy. Concentrate on feeling them, the warmth of their body, or the sensation you have, the satisfaction and happiness you have to just be with them. your mind wanders, just go as far as the walls of the heart, or to your breath, and then come back to the room, to the golden room with your teacher, and be with them. See the sunlight, where it touches their hair, and their clothing. Feel it on your own skin. If your mind has wandered, just come back to the golden room. See how the light falls in the room and see our teacher. And just be happy to be there. Relax. If your mind wanders, come back to the warmth of their skin, to their breath rising and falling with yours. And then thank your teacher. Thank them for being here with you. Ask them to stay, to keep teaching you and to keep being with you whenever you need them. When they're happy, they smile. And they agree. And then you can slowly come back to the room and in your time open your eyes. And I was thinking about what Geshe-la said yesterday about how he went to art and just, or no, it wasn't art, it was the other monk, and he said, "I'm jealous of you," you know. And in this, I think in a relatively healthy way, I'm jealous of you all. I hope it's healthy. It's really good to be in the company of so many beautiful practitioners and just good people. You all seem to care for each other and spend a ton of time serving and just cautiously and carefully walking around. And it's really beautiful to serve you guys and to be a part of that. So I have a healthy jealousy of you all. I'm really, it's an honor to be here with you. I think that's it for me. So, thank you.